I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Joel Burgess.
Good to be here.
We'll start with the police have put in for their budget request this year an extra $1 million to hire additional officers. Where does that stand right now? Are they going to get their way?
It was interesting. That request happened after the chief a few months ago actually made a presentation saying that there was a basically a lot of crime in downtown, that it was leading the city in crime. And so it got funneled into the budget. And it was the last estimate that I saw was $951,000, $951,000, and $100,000. And that was for officers training and for cars. And it sounds like the city council has backed off of this idea of funding it completely for the next year. And I will say that the request from Police Chief Tammy Hooper drew a lot of protest from a group of activists who rallied around this slogan, $1 million for the people, and said that the money should go toward transit or anti-poverty programs. So lo and behold, the city council actually did back down, and they didn't mention the protest, but Mayor Esther Mannheimer said that she wasn't too keen on adding half a cent on the tax rate to fund anything. And so it looks like they want to fund transit. They're actually going to give transit a little boost, over $600,000. But the sense you get from council is that they are going to scale back that request from the chief. They might delay it. They might roll it out in a different way.
The police were also the subject of this report that came from the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, which looked at traffic stops and the race of those who are being stopped. The police department did respond to the report to the city council. What did this report find?
In short, the report found that African-American motorists, African-American drivers in Asheville were stopped at a higher rate. I'd say a very high rate, considering that they make up currently less than 13% of the population. And this was, again, as you said, data presented by a Durham nonprofit, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, along with some local web developers who have rallied around this idea of open data and help them create, help them do some searching of these figures and also create a pretty accessible database that people can get to. So yes, that's what the report found. And they were prescribing certain major changes in policing. And the latest occurrence, the latest event, the latest news was essentially that they brought this idea to the city council. The city council, the members that spoke reacted in alarm, and they said they wanted an urgent response from police. So they appeared to be taking the data seriously. And so police responded. And that is what happened most recently. And Police Chief Tammy Hooper was not there, but her deputy chief was there, Wade Wood. And the police essentially said that they recognize that there is bias in police, as there is in all professions. They made a point of casting the net very broadly, or casting, you could say, the blame very broadly in that way. But they actually declined to take the recommendations of this nonprofit, and of we need to also say the group that invited the nonprofit to town is the NAACP, and they're in a way are actually were spearheading the push for these changes to be made. And in brief, one thing was to stop pulling people over for equipment and registration violations. Just send them a letter and say, fix this or you're going to be fined. The idea being that a lot of black drivers were pulled over for that reason. And in fact, that was one of the recommendations. Another was that they require the police no longer rely on verbal consent to search a car. In fact, if they don't have a warrant or another sort of probable cause, that they have to get written consent from the driver. They present the driver with a form that the driver then signs. And the idea behind it is that it makes it very clear to the driver that he or she is giving up a constitutional right. You're saying, yes, it's okay, you can search my car. Whereas some critics of this, of the verbal consent practice, have said that police can intimidate a driver or might push a driver into making this decision. And so the police also said they would not take that recommendation. And then another one was to do regular audits of traffic stop data. This is data that they must, by state law, send to the State Bureau of Investigation, along with all other law enforcement agencies in the state. And these activists, you know, the NAACP, the web developers, and the Southern Coalition for Social Justice from Durham, have said that it looks like some of the reports are missing, that somehow they didn't get from officers to the SBI database. And the activists weren't saying there was a certain breakdown. They didn't assign it to that, but they said they need to audit that. They need to pay attention to that. And they need to audit individual officers. The idea being just make sure that there aren't any patterns that might need to be scrutinized a little more with whom officers are pulling over.
There was one minor concession. I don't want to say minor concession. There was one concession regarding the registration and equipment stops the police said they would do now. What was that?
Right. The police said that pulling over drivers for, again, violations like a broken taillight or maybe an expired tag, they said that's never been a priority. But they said since February, after hearing from these activists who came around in November, they said since February they have told officers to try not to give tickets when they pull people over for this. In other words, to lessen the financial impact. The idea being that it's generally low income. It's poor drivers who aren't able to keep up a lot of times with the expense of keeping a car up to date. So that was one of the concessions. And I will say one other thing that the police said in response to the idea behind written consent is they said they at this time are implementing the body camera program. And they said that here's a way that you can show that consent was properly obtained from an officer.
So the police gave their response to the report. What has the response been to the response? And where is that going to take us next with this?
Well, the city council overall appeared okay with the police's response. There were a couple council members that pushed and said they really wanted this change to written consent, to drivers signing a written waiver. Keith Young particularly, he's the only African-American council member, and Brian Haynes. The mayor, and I believe actually it was Councilman Gordon Smith, mentioned that there was a memo that had been circulated by City Attorney Robin Curran that may have talked about the legalities of some of these changes. And so I've actually requested it. And if you keep checking in with the Asheville Citizen Times, I might be able to tell you what this memo says. The sense is that there may have been some things that the council and or police were advised not to do. Maybe they were advised not to follow certain policy changes that were recommended.
It's an election year. Might this be an election issue?
Certainly. I think a lot of things are starting to wind up toward the elections right now. And definitely the funding of police, I think, could have become an election issue, may still be one. And also certainly how police respond to, how the city council responds to and manages the police in terms of this type of presentation.
Joel Burgess, thanks for stopping by.
Good to be here.